بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we have heard many times previously. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. He is a piece of flesh in our body. مُضْغَة. If this piece of flesh is pure, it is rectified, then the entire body becomes pure, the entire body becomes rectified. But if this piece of flesh becomes corrupt, it becomes evil, becomes bad, then the entire body will become bad and corrupt. And this is the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this dil of ours, this qalb, the badshah of the body, the king of the body. This is correct, everything will become correct. And if this is bad, our amal will become bad. Our limbs will produce bad effects, bad deeds. And therefore, it is imperative upon all of us to continuously rectify our heart, purify our heart. And this requires a lot of mujahada. A person has to go against his nafs, his evil desires, his temptations. When there is a strong pull towards haram, then he has to exert himself, he has to apply this mujahada and move away from the evil, move away from the temptation that is luring him, and he has to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This mujahada, this effort that this person goes through, the struggle against the evil tendencies of the heart, this is the form of, or part of the tazkiyah, purification of this heart. Dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. Dhikrullah tremendously assists a person when he is now purifying his heart. O mashayikh say, ulama-i kiram have written, first there is takhliyah. Takhriya, dil ko khali karna hai. Person has to purge his heart from all the haram, the evil thoughts his heart is immersed with, the bad maladies that he has, the spiritual maladies that he is suffering from, the pride, the anger, the jealousy, love of dunya, love of haram. All this thing has corroded the heart. So he has to remove these stains, the stubborn stains from his heart completely. Takhliya, like how when a person is doing a renovation of his home, and so now he has to paint this room of his. First is use some sandpaper, and then he has to sand on down the entire wall before he applies any paint. So in a similar way, this takhliya of the heart, a person has to remove all the filthy sins and vice and evil that has corroded his heart. Kalla bal ghana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Ran. Rain actually in Arabic means this, these stains, the evil things, the gunas that we have done, that has actually rusted this heart, the spiritual heart. So first there is takhliya. There is a scrubbing of this heart, the spiritual heart, before we make tahliya. Tahliya means now we are going to embellish this heart with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, La ilaha illallah. The la is nafi. Illallah is bad. La, we are negating everything in our heart which is ghayrullah. And we will fill in our heart only Allah and those things which Allah has made permissible. For example, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will permeate our heart. The obedience, the itaat, all those amal that are connected to deen, shari'at, the love of deen, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those things now will come into our heart. A person has to gain what we call uns billah, uns. Uns actually means to become familiar with. A person now becomes closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a program, as we say, a spiritual progress that he has to go through in his life. There are different levels a person traverses when he reaches, finally reaches what we call this wusul ila Allah, reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first thing a person has to do is to cleanse and purify his heart. Allah wa hiya al-qalb, this qalb. A person has to make it pure, has to rectify it. He has to make it shine again, brim, with the nur of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person now will have to devote himself to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Al-inqita ila Allah. What does this mean? That a person now breaks off, he detaches himself from ghairullah. All those things that will take him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those things that will take him away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he devotes himself, he secludes himself in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he is slowly getting the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes Allah conscious. This is what we term as muraqaba. Now he is realizing that my Allah is watching me. Whether I am in the at home, whether I am traveling abroad, whether I am in school, in university, in the madrasa, wherever I may be, my Allah is watching me. There was a man who enticed a woman, and he now wanted to satisfy his desires, his carnal desires. So now they are in this one house, so he tells her to close all the doors. So she listens to him, and she closes all the doors. And then he says, are all the doors closed? She says, yes, but one. He says, then close that door. Why aren't you closing that one door? Somebody may just come in and somebody will see me doing this act. So she says, I cannot close this door. So he says, okay, tell me, show me where's that door. You don't have the strength, let me close the door. So she points towards the sky and she says, أغلق باب السماء. Close the door of the heavens, of the sky. When she mentioned this, he became overwhelmed with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He realized his mistake. He realized his error. And he says, that door we cannot close. And immediately he retracted. He moved away. He did not commit zina. A person moves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is gaining the marifat of Allah. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still he has to go through hurdles. There will be tests that will come. There will be temptations still. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how genuine he is. How sincere he is. Allah wants his bandha to come closer and closer and closer. He will go through various trials and tribulations, examinations. And now he is beginning to fill in his heart raja. Hope in the mercy of Allah. And also he fears his sins. So therefore he will always be making tawbah istighfar. Now a little small blunder and immediately he will immediately return to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Rujoo ila Allah. He will ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. He will engage himself in sincere tawbah istighfar. Outwardly to others it may seem, it's just a small guna he did. Nothing, something big. But for this person, no, it is like a mountain that has come over him. And he will make sincere tawbah istighfar. And now he's gaining nur in his heart. He's becoming the beloved of Allah. He now entrenches in his heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the love of Allah Ta'ala is now dominant in his heart. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Those who believe, their love for Allah is greater than the love of anything else in this world. So now, whether he is on the sea, on the land, in the sky, on the earth, wherever he is, he has created a bond, a ta'alluq with Allah. A very firm bond, ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a bond that he'll now only give preference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over every other thing. Now he becomes mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is hungry, he wants more of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes, his thirst for the love of Allah Ta'ala is even more than a thirsty person on a hot day, waiting to get a glass of cold water to quench his thirst. This thirst and desire of the love of Allah Ta'ala is much more than this thirsty person who has got a glass of water to quench his thirst. More than a hungry person who hasn't eaten food for days, he's starving, and now he's craving for some food. Even more than this is his love that this person now is craving of whose love? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be more delicious and tasty to him than even sweet honey. More sweeter than honey will be dhikrullah on his tongue, will be the effects of dhikrullah on his heart. Now when his heart becomes filled with illallah, illallah, Allah, Allah, the marifat of Allah, he will get the yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azamat of Allah ta'ala, the kibriya of Allah. Then what will come out from his heart, from his eyes, from his ears, every limb of his will be Allah, Allah, Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, returning with sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in from Tabuk, and sahaba now are camping at a certain area. Each person takes some shade under some suitable area, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finds a tree, a very thorny tree. He hangs his sword on the tree, and now he's resting, when suddenly, as he's fast asleep, an enemy comes, awakens Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grabs the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asks him, may yamna'uka minni, who is going to save you from me? I've got your sword in my hand. I'm ready to kill you. Who is there to save you now? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From his heart, when he say, Allah, Allah, Allah. Thalath, and three times Rasulullah said, Allah. The moment Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah, this enemy begins to shake, shiver, and the sword falls off his hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then takes the sword. May yamna'uka minni alal. Who's going to save you now? He says, "Kun khair akhidin." Please be a good person who will spare my life. You have taken the sword in your hand, but please spare my life. Be kind to me. Be merciful to me. Rasulullah said, let him go free. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the yaqeen in his heart of who? Allah. So when a person now makes a dhikr of Allah, then the correct yaqeen will come in his heart over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will realize that I have to make some effort, but the real musabbib of all asbab is only Allah. My rozi comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shifa comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person becomes the ashiq of Allah. He has become the arif of Allah. But even more than, beyond that, he becomes an ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart is brimming with the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make all of us the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah permeate our hearts and fill our hearts with his marifat, with the nur of dhikrullah, nur of the tilawat of the Quran, or nur of our salat, nur of whatever good we are doing. When a person begins to go in this line, may Allah give all of us the tawfiq of moving in the path of hidayat and sirat mustaqim. All the ibadat that Allah has entrusted us with, all the ahkams of shari'at, whatever commands Allah has put upon us, it doesn't just become easy for him to practice now, it becomes enjoyable. And that is the difference between us and the real friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya of Allah. That they were able to perform daily 300 rakats of nafil. Not one opened the kitab, Salaf al-Saliheen, the Sahaba, O beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, engage in such ibadah that his feet will become swollen. For us, just two rakat extra nafil, it seems as though it's a burden. Why? Again, because our nafs has become dominant. Our khayishat, our evil temptations and passions over what? The love of Allah Ta'ala that we have in our heart. And therefore, dhikrullah assists tremendously in purifying this heart, in making this takhliya, la ilaha illallah, and now embellishing and decorating this heart with the marifat and the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Sayyid Durus Sharif. The dhikrullah we are making is a ta'aleem to us, for us, teaching us how we should be making dhikrullah. Dhikrullah is not just done occasionally or just once a week, every single day of our life. Like how a fish becomes restless, uneasy when it is out of water, like that a mu'min without the dhikr of Allah, he should become bechain and restless. Chalte pirte aata pehre ho Allah Allah. So in our car also, we're making, glorifying Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. When we are looking at the great makhluk of Allah, we see Allahu Akbar. Imagine climbing up the stairs, you see Allahu Akbar. Coming down the stairs, we see Subhanallah. So every moment of our life, there is dhikrullah. So our tongues have to become moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should now concentrate over the azamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to our level best to ponder over Allah ta'ala's greatness, Allah's loftiness, Allah's might, Allah's power, Allah's qudrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our khaliq, is our malik, is our raziq, is our cherisher, our nourisher, he is our provider. Everything is in his control. And there is no power in this world that can defeat the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is akbar. Nobody can be compared to Allah. He is most great. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم بدکار یا اللہ but we are your servants we are your بندہ my Allah یا اللہ we've got no other person to turn to but you my Allah you are most forgiving my Allah you are most merciful my Allah Allah, every single guna we committed, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah, wherever we committed those gunas, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You are ghafar al-dhunub, you are sattar al-uyub. Do not expose our weaknesses, my Allah. Cover our faults, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allah, give us that himmat, ya Allah. And the tawfiq, my Allah. To refrain from every guna, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that heart that is pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our heart with your ishq and muhabbat, the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us your awliya. Make us your friends, my Allah. Become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Put us onto sirat al-mustaqim. Keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, grant us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, do not snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our children, our grandchildren, our entire dhurriyat, our progeny. Ya Allah, our family members, ya Allah, protect us, ya Allah, from leaving the fold of Islam, my Allah. Protect us from irtidad, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us beshumar ni'mat, my Allah.
Allah, we make shukr to you for every single ni'mat, especially the ni'mat of iman. Allah, you enable us to read our salat with jamaat in your masjid, in your house. Eh, Malik Kareem, you have said, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Ya Allah, if we make shukr, you become pleased with us. Ya Allah, you have said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, you will increase us in his ni'mat. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat, may Allah. Increase us in these ni'mat, may Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of your dhikr, the sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from all type of calamities, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, grant them kamil shifa. So many, my Allah, are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many in hospital, my Allah, at home, my Allah. Grant them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, give us maut in Medina Sharif. Give us baril jannatul baqim, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah. Ya Allah, grant us the hawdi kuthur from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect all of us, ya Allah, our parents, our grandparents, my Allah, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our family members, our mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, our musallis, our friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. And protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, ya Allah, and maqbooliyat, my Allah. All those who are striving in your path, my Allah. Allah, this jamaat, ya Allah, from Lanija in our masjid, my Allah. They have made an effort, my Allah. Except they're coming here, ya Allah. Except they're going out in your path, my Allah. Make them beacons of hidayat, may Allah. Use all of us for the khidmat of your deen. The efforts of makatib, darul ulum, ya Allah, the madaris, ya Allah, ulama, in the khankas, ya Allah. Wherever any person is doing any good work of deen, may Allah, grant him ikhlas and acceptance, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever bala, afat, musibat has come on the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remove it completely, may Allah. Ya Allah, our du'as are weak, may Allah. But you are most powerful, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the kings of this world, my Allah, have closed their doors when they go to sleep, my Allah. But your door never becomes shut, my Allah. Your doors are always open. You are hayy and qayyum, my Allah. We ask you by your ism-e a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifatul ula. Remove this pandemic and all the bala it has brought, my Allah. Remove it completely, my Allah. There is nothing impossible for you. Nobody can make you helpless, my Allah. You can never become ajiz, my Allah. It is our fault, our weakness. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make it come to us with ease, my Allah. Because use it in the correct way, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim. Wa tub 'alaina ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati amma yasifun. Salamun 'alal mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.